An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals. Once in a while, you hear us talk on this radio station of ours about Midwestern University, and we tell you a little bit about what they do over there. In our studio right now is Roman Somogyi, who is a third-year optometry student at Midwestern University, Chicago's College of Optometry. So I want to talk a little bit about that and then see if you can help us a little bit with this eclipse coming up. Roman, welcome to the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So you're a student of optometry.
Yes, sir. I'm a third-year optometry student at the Chicago College of Optometry, which is just a subset of Midwestern University.
Got it. So this is graduate school then. You had a four-year degree from where?
I went to University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for 4 years with a Bachelor's of Science in Biology.
Got it. So I guess that's the kind of the traditional preliminary path to being an optometrist?
Yeah.
Life sciences?
Yeah, with a lot of like dentistry, optometry, medicine. Biology is usually like the first part, just to get you introduced to like the health sciences.
So then what do you learn when you're learning to be an optometrist?
Yeah, so optometry is a good mix of like physics and light and whole body systemic health. So we do a lot more than just glasses and contacts. That's what a lot of people think. But we're really like primary care providers. So you come to see us every year and we want to do like dilated eye exams. We just want to check your whole body health because the eye is the only part of your body where we can see brain tissue and blood vessels without cutting you open or anything. So we just observe you.
Oh, really? You might know more about me than just my vision when I go to see an eye doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. You might have heard the phrase, like, the eyes are the window to the soul.
I have not.
I've heard that phrase before, and that is a good representation of what we do. So we spend a long time learning about systemic health, autoimmune conditions.
Well, that may explain it, because you're not an ophthalmologist. You're not an eye surgeon. And I've wondered why an optometrist would have to go through that much education.
Correct.
So it would be a doctorate of optometry?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So optometry, I like to think of it in the same way you go to see your primary care provider, like your family physician.
Yeah.
They're not usually the ones doing the surgery. Optometry is kind of the same way. So we catch and prevent and then refer out for those things.
I see. And then at Midwestern University, you do see patients, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We start seeing patients as soon as our first year in the optometry program. And we observe in clinic for 2 years. And starting your third year, you are in clinic one full day and one half day. And fourth year is all external rotation, so clinic full-time.
Seeing patients. And then, as I recall, too, there's some incentive for people to go there as well. I don't know if you're involved on the business side so much, but it seems to me like it's a good deal for patients who sometimes maybe don't have as comprehensive insurance as they wish they had.
Absolutely, yeah. The full eye exams with dilation, I think they start at like $55, so it's very low price. However, you do pay with your time. We are very thorough. A lot of the students will perform the exam, and then the doctor will come in and recheck. So if you want a thorough exam, that is, the highest standard of exam and most thorough that you're going to get.
I'm quite used to that with when I go to Northwestern for other kinds of care. They'll often say, do you mind if this student who is shadowing me, hits your knee or looks down your throat or does whatever that they need to look at? I'll stop there. Would you be a good person to ask questions about the eclipse then?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here's my big question. So if we have 94% totality in Chicago, doesn't that mean that only 6% of the light is going to be visible? Then wouldn't that be the perfect time to look directly at the sun? What is it about that 6% that is different or more injurious to my eye than any other day?
Yeah, the sun is, the greatest source of light energy in our solar system. And our eyes are just not built to handle that, even down to the 1%.
Really?
Yeah. And so it kind of comes down to how the eye works. So the eye focuses light onto the back of the eye, the retina. It's neural tissue. And that goes straight to your brain. That's how we see images. Now, it's very similar to taking a magnifying glass and holding it over an ant. We know what that does.
Burns the ant.
Exactly. So the sun is so intense that even that 1%, and now it might take longer to get to that irreversible damage or any damage at all, than compared to like, you know, 100%, like a full day.
But you're saying that there's nothing special about the spectrum of light coming out, but it's simply you're looking at light, you fool. You shouldn't be doing that. So it's the same sunlight that I see if I looked up on a fully sunny day.
Correct.
I wouldn't be able to do that, but for maybe just a second, right?
Exactly.
But now I'm going to maybe be tempted to look at it longer, but I'm still focusing enough light to burn the back of my eye.
Yeah, absolutely. It causes a condition. It's called solar retinopathy. It's just a fancy name for like a sunburn of the eye tissue. And the best way, the only time you can view a solar eclipse with no filters or nothing over your eye would be if you are in the path of totality, so the 100% coverage.
Oh, really? So somebody in Indianapolis would not need the special glasses?
Yeah, just for 4 minutes while it completely gets covered. And you'll know when that happens is if you're using your filters and looking at the sun, you'll see these little beads form around right before the moon covers the sun.
Around the image of the sun, you're saying beads, I will see little beads.
Yeah, they're called Bailey's beads. And that signifies, hey, it's time. The moon is right where it needs to be. And you, for 4 minutes, you are welcome to take off your glasses or any filter, anything.
Okay, but it would be wise to have them on during the partial eclipse, if you will, before it gets to totality.
Yeah. So the rest of the country, including Chicago, we are just seeing a partial eclipse. So anything 100% or less is partial. And it's not safe to view without solar eclipse glasses that are ISO 12312-2 rated.
I don't know what that means. 123 dash. Can you do that again?
Yeah. ISO 12312-2.
He's double checking.
I'm just double checking my notes here. That is correct. And you'll see you can get those online. Like they're fairly cheap and inexpensive.
Adler Planetarium is selling them and Warby Parker's handing them out for free this week.
Yeah.
While supplies last.
And that's one of the options you have. The other option, if you don't have that, is to make something called a pinhole projector. I would welcome you to Google that. Super simple craft project to make. Allows you to indirectly look at the sun. But really, it comes down to just do not look at the eclipse unless you're in that path of totality.
Any more than you would look at the sun on a sunny day, you couldn't bear it for just a couple of seconds, and then you would avert your eyes.
Yeah.
So then I could do the same damage to my eyes on any given day that we're worried about people doing that day.
Exactly.
Is it that your pupil opens wider too because of the lack of light, and so you're actually able to absorb more light, albeit less coming off, but you really are focusing that light on your retina then?
Yeah, not the pupil as much, because what we're really concerned of is our center vision. And that's what gets affected in this condition.
Huh.
So the pupil doesn't affect that as much because it's right in the center. We call that right in the visual axis. So right in the center. And your central vision is responsible for reading, looking at faces. So it's really important. So if we damage that, that's, you know, that's a big deal.
So I wonder what my vision would be like were I to suffer that. Would I have a black dot in my field of vision then?
You very well could. It's kind of like a scale. The more you look at the source of light or damage the eyes, the more things that can go wrong. So it usually starts with blurry vision, decreased vision. And if you look at the sun long enough and damage the tissue enough, you can get black spots and distortions in your vision.
Do you have a guesstimate? Maybe this isn't a good question to ask, but how long before I start to do damage to my eye?
It really depends on how much the sun is exposed. We try not to look at the sun for more longer than a quick couple seconds. After that, it starts. But you know, it just depends. You know, if you're in a 99% area, you probably could look for.
Oh, that's right. It's a range depending on where you are. And in the field of totality for those 4 minutes, you can take the glasses off and behold it.
That is correct. And that is the best eclipse viewing experience that you'll get.
Are you a doctor now?
No, sir. Not yet.
You're that close, aren't you?
1 year and end of May 2025, and I will be.
I get the feeling you're going to be a good one. This has been really helpful. Is there anything else, Roman, you think we should know about this stuff?
Not really, just to, you know, we really are worried about this condition for like kids. So make sure there's good supervision or special populations because it is a spectacle event. I encourage everybody to get out and look at this. Just for reference, the next solar eclipse in the United States is in 2044. And the next one in Chicago is 2099. So get out there and get safe viewing.
Roman Somogyi is a third-year optometry student at Midwestern University's Chicago College of Optometry. That's Midwestern University. Roman, what a pleasure. Nice to meet you. Very helpful today.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.